First Chronicles, chapter 16. And so they brought the ark of Yahweh, and set it in the midst of the tent that David had pitched for it, and they offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before Yahweh. And when David had made an end of offering the burnt offerings and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of Yahweh, and he dealt to every one of Israel, both man and woman, to every one, a loaf of bread, and a good piece of meat, and a flagon of wine. And he appointed certain of the Levites to minister before the ark of Yahweh, and to record, and to thank, and praise Yahweh, Elohim of Israel. Asaph, the chief, and next to him Zechariah, Yahiel, and Shemiramoth, and Yahiel, and Mattathiah, and Eliab, and Benaiah, and Obed-Edom, and Yahiel with psalteries and with harps. But Asaph made it a sound with cymbals. Benaiah also, and Yahaziel of the priests with trumpets continually before the ark of the covenant of Yahweh. Then on that day David delivered the first to thank Yahweh into the hand of Asaph and his brethren. Give thanks to Yahweh, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people, sing to him, sing psalms to him, talk you of all his wondrous works, boast yourselves, you in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek Yahweh. Seek Yahweh and his strength, seek his face continually, remember his marvelous works that he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O you seed of Israel, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is Yahweh our Elohim, his judgments are in all the earth. Be ye mindful always of his covenant, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, even of the covenant which he made with Abraham, and of his oath to Isaac, and has confirmed the same to Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, Unto you will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance, and when you were but few, even a few, and strangers in it. And when they went from nation to nation, and from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yes, he reproved kings for their sakes, saying, Do not touch my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Sing to Yahweh all the earth. Show forth from day to day his salvation. Declare his reverence among the heathen, his marvelous works among all nations. For great is Yahweh, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all Elohim. For all the Elohim of the people are idols, but Yahweh made the heavens. Majesty and splendor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give to Yahweh, you kindreds of the people. Give to Yahweh honor and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh the honor due to his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. The world also shall be stable so that it is not moved. Let the heavens be glad. Let the earth rejoice. Let men say among the nations, Yahweh reigns. Let the sea roar and the fullness of it. Let the fields rejoice and all that is in it. Then shall the trees of the woods sing out at the presence of Yahweh, because he comes to judge the earth. Oh, give thanks to Yahweh, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. And say you, save us, O Elohim of our salvation, and gather us together and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to your holy name and triumph in your praise. Blessed be Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, forever and ever. And all the people said, Amen, so be it, let it be so, and praised Yahweh. And so he left there before the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, Asaph and his brethren, to minister before the ark continually, as every day's work required. And Obed-Edom, with their brethren, 80, Obed-Edom also the son of Yaduthun and Hosa, to be porters, and Zadok the priest, and his brethren the priests, before the tabernacle of Yahweh in the high place that was at Gibeon, to offer burnt offerings to Yahweh upon the altar of the burnt offering, continually, morning and evening, and to do according to all that is written in the law of Yahweh, which he commanded Israel. And with them Heman and Yaduthun and the rest that were chosen, who were expressed by name, to give thanks to Yahweh, because his mercy endures forever. And with them Heman and Yaduthun, with trumpets and cymbals for those that should make a sound, and with musical instruments of Yahweh. And the sons of Yaduthun were porters, and all the people departed, every man to his house, and David returned to bless his house. End of chapter 16.